Welcome, everyone, to Spiritual Living, Igniting the Universal Heart. I'm Elizabeth Harper, co-founder of Spiritual Living with my good friend Kathleen O'Connor. As you know, we host a variety of spiritually-based, heart-focused tele-seminars. And this evening, we have our monthly event with angel messenger and author Karen Paolino. I always love Karen's teleseminars because I can feel the energy of the angels coming in before she begins. And they remain there when she's finished. It's like the time with Karen is like a booster cell for angelic energy, like you get boosters for cell phones. So tonight she's going to talk to us about completing 2010 and manifesting in 2011 with Archangels Michael and Ariel. I'll tell you a bit about Karen. I'm sure a lot of you already know all about Karen. She's the author of two books, The Everything Guide to Angels and What Would Love Do? A Channeled 40-Day Journey to Transform Your Fears into Miracles of Love. As well as being a wonderful angel communicator and author, Karen is a teacher, medium, healer, and hypnotherapist. She has a center in the Boston area of Massachusetts in Pembroke, where she facilitates her own workshops, certification programs, and private sessions. And she hosts other teachers and events. So do take a look at her website, www.createheaven.com. I just used her wonderful angel affirmation oracle on her website, so you click on the angel and get an affirmation. Mine 15 minutes ago, when I was madly writing, was, I am patient, I embrace this moment. So it's very apt, because I was scrambling. I also want to mention that Karen's book, What Would Love Do? A Channel 40-Day Journey to Transform Your Fears into Miracles of Love. Karen also has an online course that you can take a look at that's over 40 days that goes through that book and some wonderful little pieces that go with that as well. So do take a look at her website. So before I hand you over to Karen, I'd just like to remind everyone that if you have any questions, and there are a couple of questions that have already come in, if you're on the mainframe of the computer, you can type in your questions and send your questions in. I'll get them, and when there's a moment, then I'll be able to give them to Karen. And if you're on the phone, you can push *2, and that raises your hand on my computer. And again, when there's a moment, I'll be able to unmute you, introduce you, and you'll be able to ask Karen your question or make a comment, whatever feels good for you. I think that's about it. There is a delay if you're listening on the computer and on the telephone, so it's just to bear that in mind. Also, if you're sending a question in on the computer, then there can be a delay with that as well. So I will hand you over to my wonderful angel messenger friend, Karen Paolino. Karen?
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you. It's so fun to be on the call with you. You know, I have to tell everyone, I was really excited about doing tonight. Elizabeth and I were emailing this afternoon, and I said, you know, I feel this is an important time of year. Like, I always see January as more of a new beginning than a new year. That's how I like to look at it. It's like, okay, here comes a new beginning. And I was telling Elizabeth, my birthday is tomorrow. I love birthdays. And, you know, whenever I come around to a birthday, so it's so interesting for me because my birthday comes like 3 weeks or 4 weeks before the new year, 3 weeks actually. And so I have those two kind of turning points that I'm usually in reflection or contemplation during that time. And for me, usually, this year's a little bit busier, but usually, you know, business kind of, you know, everybody's busy and everything. So usually it's kind of quieter during this time, although this year it's a little different. But I have that time for reflection. And I do, the reason I chose this workshop tonight is on January 8th, every year, right after the new year, and this year I picked January 8th, I do a workshop at the center, and it's called Manifesting Your Best Year Yet. And I thought, what a great opportunity for those that are on the telecourse to experience what a powerful workshop that is in a shortened format, but I'm going to use a lot of what we do every year in that workshop because it's really very powerful. And I think it's good to even do it before the new year because it gives you these next couple weeks or 3 weeks to kind of sit and contemplate what do I really want to release and transform or look at differently in my life as I move into the new year. So why don't we start with a little meditation, kind of just setting the course, setting the energy, and getting us all present. So I want everyone to just take a nice deep breath. If I'm clearing my throat at all, I've been having kind of fighting something all week, so my voice is a little tough. So just take a nice deep breath, and as you exhale, just let go of everything that happened before you closed your eyes. Just do that for a moment. And let your breath, with just your spirit, bring you into the present moment. And remember, we're all going to be on this call together, so our breath is something that unites us all. We all have a breath. We all use the breath. It's probably in the 40-day journey, the Divine Masters talked about the breath and how the breath is the oneness between all of us. We come in with the breath, we leave with the breath. We're all unique in our own way, but we all have the same breath, and we need it to stay here on the earth plane. So let it, your spirit, bring you present into the moment. And just take a nice deep breath, and as you exhale, let go of everything that's going to happen after the call tonight. And just breathe in the present moment. Breathe in the gift of giving this time to yourself. Breathe in the sacred time for creation. Bring in the sacred time for healing, for releasing. And I want you to create a circle of light around you, a sacred circle of light where the divine can enter and where you can remember yourself as the divine. And just imagine that circle being filled with the highest vibration of light, this beautiful white golden light. So with every breath that you take, with every beat of your heart, you become one with that light. You take it into every cell of your being. You take it into your mind and your thoughts, and you help your spirit remember who you are, the magnificence of who you are, the power of who you are, the creator of who you are. And I'm going to ask you in the sacred circle tonight that we're creating in, where anything's possible, miracles, manifestation. I want you to ask your divine helpers, all your angels, guides. You can even ask your loved ones to come to the circle and to hold that energy of love, support, healing, protection. And imagine, feel, and know that they are all around you right now. They love you so much, and they want to help you. They want to guide you. They want you to experience love and joy and peace, harmony, prosperity. So just breathe one with their love and their support. And most importantly, I want you to single out and ask Archangel Michael and Archangel Ariel, these two powerful archangels who can help you tremendously with intention tonight. Completing 2010 and manifesting in 2011. And I'm going to ask you to be open to your highest and best tonight, and the highest and best of all, better than you could ever imagine. That intention, that opening, will help you manifest miracles in your life. and ask these angels, guides, masters, and teachers to help you release what no longer serves you. Declare today is a new beginning. You don't even have to wait till the first of the year. Say to these divine helpers, help me to let go in love all that no longer serves me, so I can welcome in my best year yet, so I can accept all my divine gifts for the highest and greatest good of all, better than I could ever imagine. And just thank that support around you as if it's already done. And just take a nice deep breath and come back into the present moment. Just allow yourself to breathe into this sacred moment and just be open. I invite everyone on the call to participate. It really helps the energy, and we can all learn from each other. We can all support each other. And when somebody shares, it really is a gift to everyone on the call. So let me just share a little bit more about the intention of tonight. So we're going to start the call about talking about your experiences in 2010. And, you know, what I believe, and, you know, Elizabeth, of course I invite you to co-create at any time, but what I believe is that we're all on this journey. Our life is about different experiences, different opportunities to grow, different opportunities to evolve and learn. And sometimes the journey can be joyful, sometimes the journey can be challenging, sometimes it can be so discouraging. So I want you to just take a moment and reflect over this past year. And I want you to think of something you really want to complete or heal or transform. It may be a relationship. It may be a feeling that you've been holding on to that no longer serves you. It might be unforgiveness. It might be a way that you've treated yourself. Something that just doesn't sit well in you anymore, and something you really want to release and let go of. I have to tell you, just contemplate that for a moment, everyone. And I want to share experience, Elizabeth, your 21-day meditation. And I highly recommend it. And you can share a little bit about it in a moment, but I highly recommend it. It's on Elizabeth's website. I think it's phenomenal. But I was talking to Elizabeth because something I've been working on in the past couple months is really, I had a modification to my divorce and had to go back to court in October. And it really didn't get completed, and it brought up some old stuff for me and some really intense fear. It was very uncomfortable. You know, now that I'm beyond that experience of that intense fear, I can see that it gave me another opportunity to get in touch with a fear that was lodged in me that I really needed to bring up so I could heal it, because I don't want to be sitting in that fear or creating from that fear. So I can see there's a blessing in disguise. But when I was going through it, it didn't feel like a blessing in disguise. I actually, you know, poor Louis, he had to sit with me for 24 hours of going through intense, almost like a paranoia. And, you know, one thing I've recognized about my spiritual journey, because I've been really intently creating and walking my spiritual path consciously for the past 14 years, is that it's not that it is work. And we have to be conscious and aware of, are we creating from love or are we creating from fear? And when we're creating from fear, it's our opportunity to challenge that frightened part in ourselves and to bring healing to it so we can create more from the energy of love. And one of the blessings of walking the spiritual path, not that it's easy all the time, and sometimes it's very challenging, but those times that I get stuck in fear now, that used to be years, went down to months, went down to weeks, went down to days. And, you know, sometimes it lasts a day. Sometimes I can move through it in an hour. I can move through it in 10 minutes or even a minute. So I know I have a huge spiritual toolbox. That's why we do these teleseminars. So you have this incredible spiritual toolbox to pull from, so you don't have to sit in fear or manifestations of fear for a long time. The angels are a perfect example of how you can stop and pray and ask for help. And that's the biggest thing I teach with the angels, is about asking for help and guidance. And that has brought tremendous peace into my life and healing into my life. So when I went through this experience of the modification and bringing up all this fear and anger and frustration, all different emotions, and again, that needed to bring up from healing, I was sharing it with Elizabeth, and she sent me to her meditation, the 21-day meditation where you sever the ties that bind you and the karmic cords, the energetic cords that you're holding on to in fear. And I proceeded to do this meditation. And I have to tell you, Elizabeth, because this was something I really did not want to create from. I set the intention that I wanted to complete this by the end of the year so I could go into next year as a new beginning to move forward in my life with Louie. And I really worked hard at this. And I did that meditation. Excuse me. Talking a lot, I get more stuffed up. I did that meditation, and I finally, one of the parts of the meditation is you actually have to practice gratitude to the person that you are working with to let go of or to release them, the unhealthy energy. And I finally got to a point where one day I really did feel a tremendous amount of love and gratitude, and I was able to hand him a rose and release him and let him go and walk away with peace. And I knew I was done with the meditation. And I haven't had a need to do this. And actually, yesterday, I spoke to him for the first time in a long time, and I think I'm praying for that miracle that we're coming to an agreement before our next court date of May 3rd. So you really want, and I'm telling you, I've had to work at this. This is 9 years since I've completed my, it'll be 9 years January 1st that I ended my marriage. And 9 years is about completion too, thank God. But, you know, it's a journey. And you have to be aware of what's holding you back or what's holding you down or what's preventing you from moving forward. Or for me, I just wanted freedom. I wanted that peace and that freedom. And those were the feelings that I focused on. So is there anything you want to share about that, Elizabeth? Because, you know, I didn't even realize I was going to talk about this tonight. That might be a great meditation if people are going through different things or different relationships that it's time to let go and they need help, because that meditation is very powerful.
Well, actually, I think you just answered the two questions that we had.
Do you think we are all connected or what?
Yeah, absolutely. I will I'll read you the questions, and then I'll just talk a little bit about that meditation. The first question comes from Deborah, and she says, please show me how to better my life with the people I need to be with and love, and to let the other relationships that are no longer serving me let go without hurt or remorse on either side.
Wow.
And how do you know who stays and who needs to go? The second question is Lorraine, and she says, my question is, in order to let go of what no longer serves you, how do you discern what no longer serves you, or if the situation you are dealing with is a karmic lesson to work out?
Big question.
Yeah, they're kind of connected really to what you're saying.
Yeah.
So it's interesting what you're saying. That that meditation that Karen's talking about is actually a revamped meditation that was created by a lady called Phyllis Crystal. She has a book out called Cutting the Ties That Bind. I think she's actually German, and she's still alive. She's probably in her 80s or 90s. But I changed her format a little bit, and I created that meditation in order to help you to let go of anyone or anything or any situation that has been or is in your life at this moment. And the reason we choose 21 days is, you know, I apologize for my ignorance here because I can't remember words, but there's a 21-day thing that you let go of habits in 21 days. So if you do this particular meditation, it helps you let go of the habit of a particular way of being or a particular communication or a particular relationship. It doesn't mean the relationship's over. It's just like putting the phone down. You just change the energy, and like any habit, you can, you know, go back into it, but you might not go back into it. And I explain more on my website about how that affected me and how it worked for me and the impact it has. And it really does work very well because everything's energy. So you're just moving energy out of the energy field.
And 21 days is something they use a lot in hypnosis too.
Right.
So it has to do with it has to do with habit, and it has to do with the subconscious mind too.
That's right. It changes the neuron pathway, some kind of neuron pathways. There's one of those, it's a physiological thing as well. It actually changes the pathways.
And you know, I think Lorraine, you know, her question is a very profound and big question. You know, I'll try to answer it the best that I know with what my spiritual and my human experience has been to date. And, you know, Lorraine, you asked my question is, in order to let go of what no longer serves you, how do you discern what no longer serves you or if the situation you are dealing with is karmic? Well, I think, and, you know, again, Elizabeth, if you want to add to this, but for me, I know that what no longer serves me is something that I have to check into myself. Is it creating disharmony in my life? Is it creating upset in my life? Is it creating, is my energy being zapped by what is happening in my life? How am I reacting? If I'm reacting from anger or fear or, you know, unforgiveness, then, you know, there's something I need to shift. There's something that no longer serves me in that. It might not be the person. It might be what's happening to me and what my reaction to that person is. So I've learned it does not work to try and change the other person or change the situation that is out of your control. You have the power to change yourself. You don't have the power to change someone else. And so I have to check in what is no longer serving me in pursuing either a relationship or a certain career or sitting in an energy that I keep recreating over and over and over again. And that might be one of the energies I had to look at in this was, how do I protect myself when I feel like hurt happens, you know? So I saw that as a repeated pattern, not only in that relationship, but other relationships that I've felt hurt in. And so when I see something like that happening, I say it's time for me. This is no longer serving me. I need to change this. Now, the karmic, and again, you know, again, I have the wisdom I have in this moment and with my experiences in this moment. But if there's karmic ties that keep playing out, and I'm going to use my former husband because I knew when I did this 21 meditation, and I've known because I've done many past life regressions that he's come up in, I had to also set the intention that I was cutting karmic ties with him, and that no longer served me to hold on to the karmic ties. If something, let's say I move past the first year, first of the year, and I feel like, oh my God, I feel great after this 21-day meditation. I feel free. I feel like I'm moving forward. And then all of a sudden, I have a trigger again, and he's still in my life, then I know there's something more. And so I really believe when we're complete, there's either no reaction or very little reaction, or that person is not there in our life anymore. Or when they are, it's not the same. And do you agree, Elizabeth, with that?
I do. I do. I don't really have anything else to add except stories. I feel the same. Sometimes it just continues until the lesson is learned, and it can be into the next lifetime. Hopefully not. Hopefully it stays in this lifetime. And some things, I suppose, are meant to go on.
I think you do the best you can. I mean, the thing is, you know, I know for me, I get frustrated sometimes, and, you know, you can raise your hand on the call, or you can, unmute yourself. But I know for me, there are times I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this again. And
right.
I have to, what?
Right, that's right.
I have to stop and beating myself up thinking, I didn't get this. Why? It's just another layer or another evolution of what's happening. So I've learned, you know what, Gary Zukav, I've trained with Gary Zukav in the past 2 years, Seed of the Soul is his book, and he has many other books, but he says every time a frightened part within yourself is activated, it's another opportunity to create love. And so I've learned to look at, maybe not in the moment, I'm certainly not saintly or, you know, have gotten to that place where enlightenment, where I don't have a reaction, but those reactions or sitting in the reaction has significantly gotten smaller. And what I have the ability to do is say, all right, this isn't necessarily fun, but what's the opportunity for me to move to another level? And that's, you know, I really pursue that because the only person I have control over is me, and I really want to experience more joy, more love, more fulfillment and prosperity. The other thing, when you're doing your releasement and you're letting go, you can do this around anything. If there's a habit, like Elizabeth said, you can cut the cord to that habit or an addiction. Or, you know, one of the things that Elizabeth and Kathleen, which I'm so grateful they're doing, because I started Marianne Williamson's book, her weight loss, Lessons to Weight Loss. And, you know, one of the things that I'm working on right now is really being conscious and aware of when am I choosing to eat out of love and when am I choosing to eat out of fear? When am I choosing to talk to myself out of love? When am I choosing to talk to myself out of fear? When am I looking at myself in fear? When am I looking out at myself in love? And what was interesting on the call, and you have to see if this relates to you, but before, when we were right before meditation, I spread out the healing deck because I said, you know, I imagine people are asking for healing of anything that no longer serves them in the first part of this exercise. What does everybody need to know? And it's so interesting. The body care card came up. So on some level, I want you to think how you haven't been taking care of yourself or loving yourself or being kind and loving to your body, because, you know, that's something you can, you know, everybody goes after the first year like, oh, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to get back to the gym, you know, and they're all like, I'm going to take care of my body. Well, part of it, I think a huge part of it, and I love that about Marianne Williamson's book, is it's about self-love. And how are you loving yourself? How are you choosing from love? And so how do you need to take care of yourself in 2011? Don't forget to put that on your intentions. And that can be your body, that can be your mind, that can be your spirit. So, you know, I really believe that one of the most powerful healers that we can call upon and helpers is Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael, he is the powerful healer and protector. And you might recognize him because he's the Archangel carries a sword symbolizing his ability to release resistance and cut through fear. So when Elizabeth and I were talking about cutting the cords that bind you, that's what Archangel Michael does. And that's why I was familiar when I went to Elizabeth's meditation, is that I've done that meditation with my classes with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. And we'll do that. I'm sure that's going to come up in the meditation, but that I ask Archangel Michael to cut the cords of fear that keep us connected to things that we need to let go of or release or transform. And you can ask him to help you release from what no longer serves you. And sometimes, this is the best thing about the angels, is the most important thing is you need to ask. And when you ask, what you can do is kind of, you can be specific. You know, Archangel Michael, I want you to help me complete and heal this relationship, or complete and heal me so I can let go of the relationship. Or you can say a prayer simply as, Archangel Michael, you know what's holding me back. You know what I need to release and let go of. Please help me to do that now. Because sometimes, you know, it's so interesting. Sometimes we're thinking we need to let go of the relationship, but on a very spiritual and emotional level, the angels know it might not be about that. It might be something else that's going on with us. So when we ask for healing, we ask for releasement, they will show us that's holding us back. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because sometimes, and it's called surrender, sometimes we just need to surrender. You know, help me to be free and clear going into this new year. And you, I think one of the most powerful times you can ask this for the healing is before you go to sleep at night, so they can work on you when you're asleep and you get out of the way. So does anybody have any more questions about the letting go aspect?
I don't know if there's any questions that are coming in at the moment, but there might be. I just want to say with that particular exercise of letting go, I found personally that men, I had a thing with men, they didn't tell me they loved me. So my father never told me, and my brother never told me, and my ex-boyfriend never told me. It was kind of like a major part of my life. And so I did that exercise, and I let go, and I let go of the energy of my dad, and you know, had a good relationship with my dad, his past spirit, and good relationship with my brother, but I let him go, and I let go of the ex-boyfriend. On my birthday, which was just after I'd done all this letting go kind of exercises, and for a number of days, I think probably 21 days, I'm not sure now, my father called me on my birthday. Say happy birthday and I love you. My brother called to say happy birthday and I love you. And my ex-boyfriend called me three times to say I will always love you, and the fourth time to check I got the other three messages, because he left them on a message machine. So I really feel that works. It works just to shift the energy, but again, it's not to get rid of someone, it just shifts the energy in the relationship. And I realized in that moment what I was doing, and with that need to be loved, I really wasn't giving myself love. And there's a whole big story behind that. But now, of course, now I'm married to a wonderful man who tells me he loves me all the time. So it's great. So it's just to really reaffirm what Karen is saying.
Yeah, and I love what you said, because sometimes it's about us feeling worthy and deserving of being loved, and all of a sudden we shift that in ourselves, and it starts happening too.
It doesn't look like there are any more questions that have come in at the moment.
Okay. One of the exercises that we do on the workshop in the new year, and I recommend everyone to try this, and it's great because, you know, we're in the center, so we can't use fire, but we use, I have a big bowl that I bring in, and we do a drowning. And what we do, and I would highly recommend this in the next couple of weeks, is to spend time, sacred time, writing to the angels, writing to Archangel Michael, even if you have some very close divine helpers. I always work with the Blessed Mother, that you write to them and ask for healing. Ask, you know, say in the letter to them, I want to release this and let go. This is what I want to feel going into the new year. Help me to do this. I'm just write a letter and choose and affirm that you're willing, open and willing to release and let go of what no longer serves you. Because one, sometimes when you're writing, you realize as you're writing that you all of a sudden you write something you didn't even realize you needed to let go. Or, you know, you start writing all these things. It's like in the exercises that we've been doing with Marianne Williamson, Elizabeth, it's like you start writing and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, that, I didn't expect that to come up. But when you're in that process, in that sacred time, you allow it to be there. And then I would end your releasement ceremony with, help me to release anything and everything that no longer serves me for the highest and greatest good of all and myself. And then you can, you know, actually do a ceremony where you call on the angels and you release it into the fire. And, or, you know, drown it in water if you don't like releasing it. And I can't explain to you, but it's amazing. And you can do it with spiritual friends. You could do it with family members. But it's amazing the feeling that you feel just being open and willing to release. It's just feels so good. So when you're manifesting in the Everything Guide to Angels, if some of you have it, there's a whole chapter on manifesting with the help of the angels, and that's where we're going to work with Archangel Ariel also tonight. And Archangel Ariel is the name means lioness of God. Ariel is both a healer of the human and animal kingdom, and in the Kabbalah and Judaic mysticism, Ariel is associated with conducting divine magic and manifestation. And it says, call on her to witness and experience the gifts of divine magic so together you can manifest what you desire. And, you know, Archangel Ariel is very magical, playful, and wonderful to work with. And when I spread the cards out and I said, okay, what does everybody need to know about the manifesting or creating in the new year? And the card that came up with everyone, which is very exciting, is treasure chest. An unforeseen windfall of new abundance comes to you now, which I think is absolutely fabulous, because it, you know, there's just so much excitement in that card, because abundance is really all the manifestations of love, joy, happiness, prosperity, fulfillment. I mean, you can umbrella so many beautiful vibrations of love and manifestation under the energy of abundance. And also, from my other book, The 40-Day Journey, it's actually one day on the journey. It's the gem of the love for that day is the treasure chest. And the Divine Masters, the channel message in that day is all about, you know, what would you wish to see or create or experience as you open that treasure chest? I mean, we think about treasure chests and there's jewels and gems and there's, You know, like if you think about that, you can just feel the energy. Well, what do you want to open up in the divine treasure chest next year? I mean, what is it that you really, really want to manifest? And I, again, this is why I do a whole workshop on this, is because it helps people take 2.5 hours out of their life to spend and focus on this, because I really believe it's the most important thing going into the new year, is really being clear about your intentions and what you want. For the past, I think, 7 or 8 years, I've been getting together with another woman who has her own business, and every year we sit and we write our intentions. We schedule a whole day, and she has a computer, I have a computer, and we sit and we, you know, make sure we spend that time and we write the manifestations for the new year. And we write a business manifestation list, and then we do our personal manifestation list. And I'm telling you, it's so fun, because when we get together, we actually check off all the things we've manifested. And sometimes I didn't even realize I wrote something on my list, and I forgot all about it once I wrote it on my list. And then I come back the next year, I'm like, oh, my God, I manifested that without even trying, other than writing it down and setting the intention. So it, I think the best part is coming back and saying, okay, let's read our list and see, and putting the little check marks. You know how you do your to-do list and you feel so good when you check it off? Well, that's what we do. And all of a sudden I'm seeing that my manifestations have happened just by setting intention. So what you can do, and again, there's a lot about this in the book, but I would start in the area that's most important to you that you want to focus on manifesting. So let's say, you know, there was a couple questions that came up about relationship tonight. If that's the most important thing that you want to manifest, then start with that and set your clear intentions. And when you manifest, you want to write it in the positive. You want to write it in the present tense. You want to put feeling to it. You really want to say, you can even say, I'm so grateful that this relationship is healed and I feel peace and harmony. Everything flows. Or, I'm so grateful I was able to move on. I feel free. I feel, see the energy and the excitement and the feeling that goes in it. Don't, you really don't want to put anything on your list. For example, I want to be debt free, where you're still focusing on debt. Okay? You want to maybe reword it. I have financial freedom and I pay all my bills in full and I have plenty left over. And sometimes, you know, it's really good with the angels to be very specific, like specifically saying, you know what, in 2012 I want to make, you know, $35,000 on this aspect of my business. And sometimes, you know, you want to say, you might not know what the highest and best or what the potential is, so you want to say, I am open and willing to make $35,000 or more in, you know, creating something new in my business. Show me what that is. So you can be specific or you can be a little bit more open. The other thing is, you know, I would start with the most important thing you want to manifest, you know, if it's relationships, and then give yourself room. If you have time and you really want to create, then go to health, you know, and then go to another category of prosperity, work. And, I mean, that's what I end up doing every year, because I really want to manifest and create in all aspects of my life, but I also want to bring awareness to how I want to grow, what I want to evolve in. And sometimes, and this is the most important thing, sometimes it's not about the thing you want to manifest, okay? So sometimes it's about the house and creating your wish list for your new house. Sometimes it's about having a feeling. And I'll never forget, I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago, I was still in kind of emotional chaos. And I remember the first of the year came around, And all I prayed for was inner peace. I said, I don't know how this is going to manifest. I just want it to manifest in every aspect of my life. So I would go to bed every night, and I'd pray specifically to the Blessed Mother. And I said, Blessed Mother, I just, show me the path. Show me the way to inner peace. Show me inner peace in myself. I just prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for inner peace. And it was so interesting because when I was doing that and I was about a month into it, I went and had my first spirit drawing with Rita Berkowitz, and she's phenomenal. She didn't know who I was. And I sat down with her, and she ended up, she said, who do you want me to bring through? And I said, whoever's in my highest and best. She draws loved ones from spirit. She draws spirit guides. And it ended up, she started drawing the Blessed Mother. And, my first question was, oh, maybe she draws the Blessed Mother for everyone. So I finally asked her halfway as she was drawing, so how many times have you drawn the Blessed Mother for? She goes, Karen, this is my virgin time. She goes, I'm Jewish too, because I'm Jewish. And so she ended up finishing the drawing, and I said, could you just ask Mary one question? If she could sign my portrait with anything, what would it be? And she goes, Karen, she's just saying inner peace is yours. And I just started crying. I was like, oh, my God, she's heard me every night. So it was, you know, sometimes based on where we're at in our lives or what's going on, you can just focus on a feeling that you want to experience in this new year. And remember to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. So, you know, it's really important to take time and reflect. What do you really, really want? And the other thing, and you want to ask Archangel Michael and Archangel Ariel for help with this, ask them to, that's why I always say the prayer, be open to your highest and best, better than you could ever imagine. Because sometimes you can get in your own way as far as unworthiness or not feeling deserving. And so you really want to ask the angels to help you experience better than you could ever imagine and make that room for divine miracles and manifestations to come and make that room for them to work beyond your belief system, your limited thinking, your limited beliefs, because they can do that if you just say, I am open and willing to experience better than I could ever imagine. And the highest and best, because that's God consciousness. Is there anything else you want to add to that, Elizabeth?
No, I was actually writing down some of the things that you were saying, and it strikes me that, because you said it's a personal manifestation list, but it sounded like an affirmation manifestation list, so that you're really saying that it's part of your life already.
That's how I write it, yes, yep. Yeah, because it's because you want to start shifting your blocks or your beliefs, because, you know, in the divine reality, as long as it's in your highest and best, it already exists. You might, as you being in your human experience, that's why I always use the circle, because when we go into circle, I really believe when we call in the divine energy and we can experience heaven on earth. So what if heaven on earth is already here and all the manifestations of heaven on earth as if miracles are already present and we're either not open to it, we can't see it, we don't feel worthy and deserving experiencing it, or our belief system keeps us from really being one with it. So when we write it as I am, or I have, or I'm grateful, we're believing that it's there for us. Does that make sense? So then our vibration can match it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Wynne has a great exercise. He asks people to write him a letter to say why you've given yourself an A, and you write it as if it's the end of 2011, so for next year, it would be the end of 2011. And then tell him why you've given yourself an A, because these are the things you've achieved and done and welcomed into your life. So it's kind of along those same level, that same level. Do you just out of interest? Do you always do this with the same person, the manifestation list?
Well, you know what? I do my business one with the same person, and then every year, you know, within the first 2 weeks of the year, I do the group one with everyone. But actually, I shouldn't say that because I do manifestation exercises all the time. The certification class is graduating on Saturday, and we do an angel walk, and everybody names and claims. I have a magical wand, and everybody holds a magical wand, and they have to name and claim what they want to create moving forward. We do the same thing in the angel walk at the retreats. So at the end of very significant journeys or classes or at the end of the year, we always do manifestation exercises because, you know, I mean, that's just, that's who I am as a teacher. I believe we can manifest anything if it's in our highest and best.
Right. It's important to ask for what you want.
Huge.
It's like that old joke of praying to the divine, praying to God for the lottery, to win the lottery, and the divine God says, well, you have to buy the lottery ticket.
Wasn't there one? Did you see Eat, Pray, and Love yet?
No.
Oh, you'll have to watch it. It's wonderful. I've seen it 3 times already. I saw it first, and then I made Louis go the next night, and then we watched it. Our family watched it on Thanksgiving night. But that joke about the lottery is in the movie, so that's
funny. Is that right?
Yeah. So does anybody have any other questions? Because I'll probably go into the meditation because I'd like to integrate this. But please raise your hand or come in to the call if you have any questions.
I'll just remind people about how to do that, just in case. If you're listening on the computer, you can write in on the page that you're listening in on and send in your question. It takes a little while for it to get here. If you're listening on the phone, you can press *2 to raise your hand, and then I'll unmute your phone because everyone's muted on the phone, and you can ask your question or make a comment. Let me just check the question and answer section just in case before.
Okay, because I'm going to read. I asked what card do we need to know as we go into the meditation and complete tonight? And I'm going to read this one to everyone. Very interesting. I just love the cards, you know. It's just so cool. And the card for everyone is Angel of Clearing. Your time of waiting and confusion will soon be over. The Angel of Clearing is at work right now, clearing your auric field. This will pave the way for a time of renewed clarity, focus, and purpose in your life. Over the coming days, you will feel the effects of the clearing as all areas of your life are brought into balance and harmony. Give thanks to your angel for this gift and know that you deserve all the blessings coming your way. This is profound. Know also that the period of doubt, frustration, and confusion you have experienced in recent months are a necessary part of your growth and in its own way also a blessing. For just as nature has her changing seasons, so too does your life, which is governed by the same laws and moves in constant cycles in accordance with the divine will of the great creator. Life constantly carries us within its ebb and flow, towards the horizon, across the great ocean of life, then back to rest upon the shores of our own divinity. Oh, my gosh.
Which cards are those you're using?
Oh, these are my favorite deck right now. It's the God, Angels, God, and Goddess deck by Tony Carmine.
Oh, was that the card that you started with came from that same deck? Huh?
No. The first deck was Doreen Virtue's Healing with the Angels. The second card was the Mermaid and Dolphins from Doreen Virtue, and this one was Angels, God, and Goddess. But this one's my favorite deck. This is what I usually open and close my readings with, is this deck. How profound is that?
And if you saw this card,
there's this beautiful woman with wings, and there's fire under her like a clearing, and a releasement. So let's go into the meditation, and maybe I'll be picking a card to end the meditation, because I feel like that's going to happen since this card came before. All right, so any questions? We're fine?
No, it doesn't look like it.
Okay, that's good, because that'll give us the time we need for the meditation. So I want everyone to take a nice deep breath and just release and let go. Just let everything kind of swirl and integrate and stir up and ignite anything that's in your highest and greatest good. And I want you to feel yourself in that circle again. And actually, I feel like around the circle there is a sacred fire with all your angels, guides. And I want you to call Archangel Michael forward. And I want you to take a deep breath and ask Archangel Michael to heal, release, and cut the cords that bind you, the fear, or any manifestations of fear. But also be specific as we breathe what you desire help with. And remember to ask him to clear and release you of anything that no longer serves you, even if you don't know what it is. So just take a moment now and feel Archangel Michael with his sword. But he's standing in the presence of love and service to you. He wants to help you. He wants to guide you. So just imagine asking him, and you can even ask him to right now cut the cords that bind you. Wherever they may be, they might come from your energy fields, but you don't need to know. Just ask him to do the work. He knows where they are. He knows how far back they've gone. Just ask him to free you, release you, heal you. And I am going to ask Archangel Raphael to come in after the healing and bring in all that healing energy. Declare today is a new beginning. Say, Archangel, help me to let go in love all that no longer serves me, so I can welcome in the new year of abundance, divine miracles, magic, manifestation. I am open to the blessings for my highest and greatest good, better than I could ever imagine. Help me to feel worthy and deserving of experiencing my best year yet. Now feel Archangel Ariel come forward and feel her divine magic, her loving, energized, healing energy. And also see that treasure chest in front of you. And I want you to open that treasure chest and imagine symbols or see those things you want to manifest. If they're words or symbols or even pictures of what you would like to manifest in this new year. Maybe there's a picture of a relationship, happy, connected. Maybe there's a picture of you doing the work that you love, helping, serving, guiding. Maybe there's a bank statement, your account is full and overflowing. Maybe there's a word that symbolizes that feeling you want to experience. You know, I keep seeing the words that you put on the wall, blessings or freedom. See those words in your treasure chest. There can be everything and anything in there. may be a picture of you, perfect health, ideal body weight. Notice how it feels to find all those gems in that treasure chest. Now see Archangel Ariel holding your treasure chest, blessing your treasure chest. Ask her to co-create with you. Ask Archangel Michael, Archangel Ariel, all your divine helpers to help you co-create and manifest all these manifestations of love and desire, fulfillment and joy for your highest and best and the highest and greatest good of all, better than you could ever imagine. Ask that the treasure chest stay open so the abundance can continue to overflow, so you can experience more than you could have even imagined. And remember, this is creating in the sacred circle right now, on the spiritual level, to manifest on the physical level. So affirm that you are a divine child of God, and your divine birthright is to experience heaven on earth. Ask to feel worthy and deserving of living it, sharing it, and creating it. For as you do it for yourself, you can show others to create the same. You can inspire them, share with them, support them. And I want you to thank your divine team. I want you to ask them to continue to work with you and help you through the clearing so you can experience an open pathway. And ask them, show me the path to experience this or better. Help me to notice the miracles of grace all around me. And thank them for their love and support as if it's already done. And you can continue, remember this meditation is recorded so you can come back to it over and over and over again. To keep creating, to keep believing. So just take a nice deep breath and slowly and gently come back into the present moment. Take your time. And just feel the feeling of creation. Feel that divine light just flowing through and around you. It's always with you. Remember to ask for support, to ask for help. It's always there for you, always. Excellent. And Elizabeth, I want to thank you, and I just want to put out there if anybody has any questions, any comments, please, you know, visit the website. You know, email me. There's the affirmations that you can go to every day and pick a different affirmation. And I also have to pick a prayer now, too. And that's very helpful just to keep that motivation, keep the energy going. You know, use those tools. They're there for you to support you, too. And thank you, Elizabeth, for everything.
Thank you, Karen. Happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thank you. I love birthdays.
Remind people that you will be part of our first TEDx seminar of the new year, which starts on January 4th. It's a 6-week program, and it's part of the opening to the Divine Series. So for 2011, we're focusing on soul patterns, and Karen will be one of the spiritual teachers. So do check the Spiritual Living website out for that.
Elizabeth, can they still do the Marianne Williamson too?
Oh, yes. Yes, it can definitely.
I highly recommend that for people too.
Yes, we've just finished.
I think that's been fantastic.
I do too. Yes, definitely. And it's wonderful to have such a great group of people as well. All women, which is nice. All goddesses. And it's a 21-week program. But actually it turns into 22 weeks because we miss a week the week before Christmas. So yes,
but
you can certainly
join up. But
only
2 weeks have gone by, right?
Sorry?
I said only 2 weeks have gone by, so they would come
that's
in
right.
on week three.
Yeah, we've just done two lessons, so it's easy to catch up. You know, you can, if you want to be part of the program, then you'll be downloading the first two lessons. Well, the first two teleseminars, the lessons are actually in the book, Marianne Williamson's book. And again, you can take a look on our website, on Spiritual Living's website, on the events page, and you can check that out. Yes, definitely. It's not just about losing weight. It can be about letting go of burdens as well. Burdens can be weight, of course, and not necessarily physical weight.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming and attending tonight. I really appreciate it, too.
Yes, thank you to Karen, and thank you to everyone on the call. Blessings to you all, especially if we don't hear from you again until 2011, then blessings for 2011.
Yeah, happy
New
Year.
Your manifestation program.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night.